Okay, hi everybody. This is Gerald Bonner, managing partner of Corralian Chaos, and this is part two of my interview with Will Barfield of Barfield Revenue Consulting about the salary history question. And we have a couple more questions to ask Will on this topic. So Will, the next question is, so what is it that employers should be thinking about when it comes to asking salary questions? And what is the candidate supposed to be thinking about when it comes to discussing the salary beyond the issue of the range and what their target compensation should be?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, companies will often do salary studies or work with HR consultants or, you know, membership organizations like Capital Associated Industries, CAI. And they'll get data and they'll say, well, you know, the data says that the salary range or the compensation range for this role in our market is X. And, you know, we're going to stay right there. Some companies have a philosophy. I've got one client's philosophy is we're going to be at least 10% above market average. And that is a goal of theirs. They believe that makes them a more attractive employment destination. But they also believe that, you know, that's the best way to go about getting the most high potential employees. So you need to think about what your mission is as an organization and how you're going to get the best people in the building and keep them. And, you know, salary is a significant driver of the decisions that people make to stay at a job, change a job, accept a new job, or decline an offer. And, you know, you got salary, you got benefits, and then you've got, you know, kind of the other accoutrement, like time off and, you know, time that folks can spend, you know, volunteering or what have you out in the community and unlimited vacation and some of the other bells and whistles. But salary number one, benefits number two. And right. So it needs to be less about what's the least we can spend. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, our budget for salaries for this year is X, and so we're not going to exceed that. Not that, you know, we need to be irresponsible when it comes to spend, but it needs to be about unemployment is so low, demand for talent is so high, how do we understand how we compare against the market from a compensation standpoint, and how do we secure the opportunity to get the best talent in the door and keep them here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I would argue that that's the way to think about salary if you're an employer.
Right.
And when you're the employee in that scenario and you're trying to figure out, wow, how do I go about navigating these waters? You know, I had somebody reach out to me recently and set up a call for this past week and say, hey, Will, I haven't looked at a new job opportunity in, you know, several years. I don't know what my market value is. My employer and I have been at the same compensation level since I got here.
Wow.
I've asked for raises. They've increased my title and spans of role, but they haven't increased my pay. And, you know, I'm just wondering if, you know, I'm starting to fall behind the market. I'm not looking to leave. I'm not unhappy. But I want to have a very high level conversation with them about what I believe how I believe this role should be compensated. Even if I leave, I don't want them to go to market and try to shop at an inaccurate number and be very disappointed when they can't get the right talent in here. So right. The employees, I think, need to be thinking about, you know, what is market for, you know, my skill set, and whether it's, you know, male or female, or, you know, African American or Caucasian or whatever the gender or race, it's more about what are peers of mine, regardless of age or you know, ethnicity or sexual orientation or gender, what are they making, and how do I stay level with them and make sure that all of us collectively are lifting compensation competitively in the market. That's my answer there.
Right. So that's an interesting perspective, Will, because I would think that as somebody that focuses on what I do and what I try to and how I've moved and navigated my career, I don't really worry about what other people make. I worry about, am I being fairly compensated for the value I'm going to create? So, that's a very interesting dynamic. And I think there's still a lot of room for candidates and employers to learn about the shift of how they discuss the salary and compensation. Because one of the things I share with some other people is all this talk about STEM and STEAM. I keep saying to people, well, where's the F in that? Because if people aren't learning about financial intelligence, they're going to be behind the eight ball. And regardless of how much money they make, I mean, I know a lot of people that make some very good money and then they're still broke at the end of the day because they haven't figured out how to manage their financial assets. So I want to move to the last question.
Yes.
And so the last question is, what do you think is the most important thing candidates and employers need to be thinking about when discussing salary?
I think that employers need to be thinking carefully about, what kind of skill and ability do we need, today and tomorrow in this role? How do we make certain that we've got access to, best of breed in the market so that we can continue to get better? And, from a compensation standpoint, how do we shield ourselves from attrition and from, competitors coming after our talent and putting us at risk of losing great people? Because, salary is a key component of why someone chooses to take a job and why someone chooses to stay in a job. And with most of the issues that I'm talking about with hiring managers and executives right now as a recruiter, Gerald, are, we looked at our turnover and it's been X. And, we did a survey, right? We did an employee survey.
Yep.
And found out that the employees said that, our salaries aren't high enough, or our benefits aren't robust enough, or, we're just not investing in our personnel. So, Will, what do you think we need to pay for this role if we're going to go to market and get somebody great?
Right.
So for them, it's about, I'm in the talent world, right? And for me, it's about these companies want to keep talent in the building because there's so many folks trying to take the talent out of their building.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the flip side, as an employee, this person I talked to who had been in the same job for 5 or 6 years and hadn't seen an increase, they're very loyal to their organization. They love what they do, and they don't want to leave for something else because they don't think that it's necessarily grass greener on the other side. But in a market like ours where salaries are on the rise and a rising tide lifts all boats, if you are not appropriately informing your organization about the potential that they are falling behind the market, then you're not doing yourself or your peers any justice if you're not sharing compensation data with, human resources or finance or the C-suite so that they aren't in the dark about what's going on around them. So, when employees are out there investigating the market or even negotiating with companies on compensation, it is certainly about my individual worth and what I bring to the table and my skills and abilities and what I've proven and earned and learned. But it's also about, what are other folks earning in the market for this work? And am I making sure that everybody who is a senior financial analyst or everybody around here who is a customer success specialist, are we getting fair market rate for the work that we're doing? When we're out there shopping around.
Mm-hmm. Well, you make a great point there, Will. There's no doubt that the steak always looks better in the bigger grill house, right? People want a bite of that steak. But I think the key point that I heard in your message is, are you staying competitive? Are you being innovative? Are you creating a culture that is going to attract people to stay and bring in others? And are you going to deliver exceptional results so that you can actually afford to pay, you know, to have those compensations and in salary increases that keep up with market. One of the things that I always used to say to some of the HR folks that I would communicate with in China and here in the United States is, you know, if you're paying if a candidate on salary and that's your only attraction is the salary part, the next time somebody says, here's a higher salary, that person's out the door. And you can't, you can't keep that person. And most importantly, that's the reverse image of the marketing 101. Marketing 101 is, you know, you want people to pay top dollar for your services and your skill set. But if you're only competing on, I'm cheaper on price, you're on your way to the commodity basket. And once you're in commodity, you got razor thin margins, and somebody is always going to come in behind you and do it cheaper. And, you know,
there are so many tools at our disposal, Gerald. There are so many. We got cool software companies here in Raleigh, like 15.5 and Hyphen, that have these employee survey engagement satisfaction tools. There's easy ways at a very low cost to make sure that you are taking a temperature of your team, you know, and are we checking all the boxes? If it's always all about the money, then you're chasing forever and you'll never win. Mm-hmm. But salary is a piece of the puzzle. It's a big one, but you need to make sure that you are, you know, measuring your employee engagement satisfaction at all levels across all spectrum so that you don't, miss a flag out there because you didn't have your head up paying attention. There's no excuse for that anymore. Technology makes it too easy to find out where your people stand.
That's a great point, Will. You're spot on. There's too much technology, and I would just like to say is we have to use the technology and then talk to people face to face. And not you let the technology let people have images and perspectives without, you know, everybody having face-to-face conversations to verify that perspective and enhance and solidify that perspective. Because if you just use the technology and let people come to their own conclusions and don't get them to solidify and everybody on the same page, then that technology won't help either. So a great point.
Completely agree.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen and listeners, thank you all for stopping by Corralling Chaos website and our Learning Agility page and listening to me, Gerald Bonner, and Will Barfield of Barfield Revenue Consulting talk about how you can understand the salary history question and how you can stay out of trouble by thinking about the salary equation in the interviewing process in a little bit more informed and better process. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.
Thanks.